And I praise the mighty Yah.
Blog
and I praise God to all my beautiful brothers who, when I was a young man coming up, and I see my brothers out there, Yehoshua, and I thought me and Seth was the same age, man. Seth way older than me, man. See, I got to go back. People talking about, you look like Ezra. I said, oh, my goodness, what in the world is going on? They think they complimenting me, but I want to look like Zerubbabel. Praise the mighty Yah. We're going to ask our rabbi to come up, Rabbi Shalim, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Hallelujah. Our beautiful rabbi, and this is the honest Yah truth, he's one of the most honorable, respectful, loving man that I ever met. Every time we see him, every time we visited him, he always rolled a red carpet out, and he's a great man of honor. And he's very dear, him and his wife, his family, and very dear to our family. And I asked him to pray for us because in Cincinnati we lost one of our brothers who is very dear to us. His passing was a shock to us. And this was every day we got to think about he's not here, and because his passing was recent, and so the memory still is real alive with us. But then we have our brother Obeya, his wife Zahara, and they lost their girls in an accident, and I don't care how long it is when you lose your children, it's not good. No time. As Rubel was saying, his grandson, granddaughter, in a car accident. And of course, Rubel had a string of just family incidents with his son, grandsons. But we just need prayer. And no better person to do that than our Rabbi Shalim. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And also, he'll pray for all those that's sick and wounded. So let us face the East.
Hallelujah.
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 O eternal and ever living, most high, great King of the universe, the power of our fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, and of our mothers, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. We stand before you even at this evening hour, asking, O Heavenly King, that thou will continue to show comfort and kindness to the family of the elder Ephraim, that thou will be a comfort unto them, O Most High, befriend them in their time of loss. Great King of the universe, thou knowest all things, and it is by your will that all things are done. Most High, great King of the universe, we also ask that thou will continually show comfort unto the Davis family. For Most High, as it was said, to lose a child takes so much from a parent. And we ask that thou will show love and comfort unto the parents and all of their family and bring them comfort. Let them never forget that thou art the king of the universe, and it is your will that causes all things to come or to go. For you do give, and you take it away, and we bless your name forever. Great King of the universe, we thank you again for this day and for all of those who are present and all the families that are represented here. And we ask that your spirit will continually embody those who are here and that your word be magnified this day, that it may be strengthened to our body and marrow and to our bones, that it may lift up those who have been torn down and strengthen those who are in their weakest state. All glory and honor be unto you as we, your servants, do stand before you to simply say hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise God.
God is right. God. Let God's name be magnified. Hallelujah. Again, we ask the Creator to be with those who have lost. For death is such a tragic thing, but it is part of living. Accepted or not accepted, it is what it is. The next prayer that we want to offer up is on behalf of the sick and the afflicted. Those who may not be able to get out of their beds this day, and those who are even here, but they're suffering from something, whether it be physical or spiritual, sickness is sickness. And the only one that can heal and bring about perfect restoration is the Creator of heaven and earth. So we would ask that all those who are in need of prayer or have the name of someone who they are praying for, we ask that those only would stand. And when we point you out, that you would call out that name, and we hope and pray that the Most High will hear that name in the highest courts of his glory and bring about a complete healing unto the same. So if you have someone that you are praying for, even for yourself, we would ask that you would stand at this moment. And when we signal to you, you would call out that name or names of those who are in need of healing. May he who blessed our fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, Israel, our mothers, Sarah, Rivka, Raquel, and Leah. May he bless and bring about a complete healing unto all of the names which we call this day, that they may be heard in the highest courts of your glory, and thou will heal for your great name's sake.
Abigail by Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Fanny Hamner Fairbanks.
Amen. We'll start on the side of the women. Amen. 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 Ima Takifa Yeshurun. Amen. Hallelujah. Ima Takifa Yeshurun. Ima Ayalu Koak Yisrael Levi. More Mishael Ben Yisrael. Chief of Chief Naphtali Ben Naphtali. Amen. 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 May the Holy One of Israel, who doth abide in heaven and upon earth, who heareth the inwardmost prayers of those who would utter, may he take heed to those names which have been called, and even those names which have not been uttered this day out of the mouths of anyone. For he knows the spirit of all mankind. May he bring a complete healing and recovery to all of those, and even those who may not know of their illness at this very moment. Not only for us that are here, but upon our families throughout the length and the breadth of this earth. Y'all hear our cry and our petition and heal for your great name's sake. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise
Yah God. Is right.
Yah is holy.
Yah is holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, only thing we can do after that is bring up Tova too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once again, Tova 2. Once again, Tova 2.
Shabbat shalom, everyone.
Shabbat shalom.
To have the time to be with our family without always having the stresses, the hate that we always encounter in our everyday lives, and we go to work and we go to school and we just go so much. So the first song I want to sing today.
Yeah.
Tova too. Hallelujah. From Atlanta, Birmingham, Jacksonville, Florida, and the next city, I'll let y'all know as soon as they move. Yah's Gate. Come on up. The House of Israel, Cincinnati. Hallelujah.
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 Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Think we ready?
True.
What is truth? Yah's words. Two or three witnesses so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yah, do I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. O Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down and patient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Lead me in your truth and here give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yah's where who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything into every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, because I know that I ain't worthy.
Uh-huh. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Yeah. We say, praise Yah, Ha Elohim, his yellow deem scattered across the seven seas. Captivity is taking hold upon me for fighting me, and now we flee for fallen leaves, the ground and grease from all the blood, how people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we sent to be submissive, but we dismissed it. It is of this reason we are falling victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of a son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge will be due. Now we return back to the truth.
Yah's word is the truth. Yah's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They call him the same and have us worship the son of man. Somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave us the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. Yah's nabi set the crooked things straight. Praise Yah from the rising to the evening to the closing the gates, exposing the fake. Yah give the truth a day break so the liars can escape and the haters can relate and the wicked fries deflate. See, ye gadol Yah, magnify Yah, cause he's great. Oh, Yah. Oh, Yah. All Yah. Nothing but the truth. Nothing but the. Nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Yah in the morning, praise him till the night.
What's good? What's popping? What's up? What's cracking? On my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh. Come on. Yeah. What's good? What's popping? What's up? What's cracking? On my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh. Come on. Yeah. From the start it was. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh got my mind, Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself, Yahweh. Let me know the turn to him. Only glory, Yahweh. Magnifying anything unless it ain't Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my cell giver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha. That's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh. Wherever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say, praise Yahweh. Y'all can't walk another way if you want to. But I'm walking this way. I'm with Israel crew. Full life. Ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions be praising Yahweh. Come on. Yeah, what's good? What's popping? What's up? What's cracking? On my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh. Come on. Yeah, what's good? What's popping? What's up? What's cracking? Yahweh. On my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh. JC never mentioned by. Nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see mention this cat you call Yehoshua, Yahawasha, Yehovah, whatever y'all call him. It ain't Quran, never spoke about the man. I mean the name, the Holy One. Not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he sent somebody that could get killed. What you talking, Yahweh? Died, man, come on, man. You thinking that Yahweh lied? Now you fronting now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book. So let's look in it. Don't get too shook. Minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spitting disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? Yeah, what's good? What's popping? What's up? What's cracking? Yahweh on my mind all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh. Come on. What's good? What's popping? What's up? What's cracking? Yahweh on my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh. Blessed is the man who put his trust in Yahweh Elohim. When he says the remnant, it'll be like they dream. My fringes remind me to never go a-whoring. Yahweh laws of my love, I ever adore him. I write them down on paper to get them in my heart. I meditate and recite these laws when I walk. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, lies, and pride. To break one of these least laws shows him that you despise. Come on. Yeah. What's good? What's popping? What's up? What's cracking? Yahweh on my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh. Come on. Yeah. What's good? What's popping? What's up? What's cracking? Yahweh on my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh. Hallelujah. What's good?
Yahweh.
What's up?
Yahweh.
What's happening?
Yahweh.
All right, all right. I got y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
Give it up for Yah's Gate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Shemaya ready? All right. All right. We're going to see. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah.
Again, giving all praise and honor to the Most High Yah who allowed us once again to praise his holy, righteous, and exalted name on this great and glorious and exalted Sabbath day. My goodness.
Who don't want to rest at the end of the week? What type of mind is say, man, nah, I'm good. No. You good when you get some rest. And Yah gave us this day to rest in him. Hallelujah. And speaking about the name of the Most High, we got another teacher that's going to come up before you to talk about just that. One of our young teachers out of the House of Israel, Cincinnati, Ohio. Very dedicated brother, responsible for all the good things that's going on in Cincinnati concerning our website and programs. Without this brother, it just wouldn't be possible. But the Almighty has blessed him, not only to do that, but he also blessed him with his word. This is none other than Moray Isha Ben Yisrael. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Amen. You may be seated. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom to the elders. Shabbat shalom to the brothers. Shabbat shalom to the daughters of Zion. Shabbat shalom to the Yeladim, and Shabbat shalom to everybody. Hallelujah. It's a great blessing to be able to be here. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. And this is my 14th conference year in a row. Praise the mighty Yah. I was really happy to see Elder Professor Windsor here. Hallelujah. Because when I first came to a conference, my very first time was in Washington, D.C., and I saw the elder there. He was selling a book called Babylon to Timbuktu, and my mother had that book. And I got the book, and I said, oh, well, my mother knew all this whole time. Didn't say nothing to me. But I had to find out on my own that was the last time I seen the brother. So I'm very happy to see him here because that book was life-changing, has a lot of good historical information in it. You get that book, and you got Yah's book, and they don't want to hear Yah's book, but you slap them with Babylon Timbuktu, and what you going to do? I got a historian, and I got Yah. And the historian's backing up Yah. And that was beautiful. So I'm glad to see our elder, hallelujah, and all our elders here. Because y'all elders are the reason why we even are able to know about the word of the Most High. The Most High said he will leave those that will remember and that they will teach their people. And that's how the Most High does it. And so today I'm going to talk about Yah's name and how Yahweh deals with his servants. Go with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. And I'm going to share with you what the Most High shared with me. Yahweh showed me something really special about his name. And there's a lot of confusion about the Most High's name. And you always hear people and you see people debating and conversing about Yah's name. But Yahweh wants us to understand. He wants us to understand who he really is, what he is, and who he is. And you'll know it if you hear what Yah is saying about himself and his name. In Ezekiel 37:1,
it reads, "The hand of Yah was upon me,
and carry me out in the spirit of Yah, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, caused me to pass by the round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yah Elohim, thou knowest.
And you see, it says here in the English, it says, O Lord God, thou knowest. And I thought it was awkward in the book of Ezekiel that it says Lord God in this manner. Because most places in the Holy Scriptures in English, L-O-R-D is all capital. But here it just has a capital L. And then G-O-D is all capital. And when I investigated, I saw that the G-O-D is Yahweh. And the L-O-R-D was saying Adonai. Adonai means master. And I thought that was, I was understanding Ezekiel was just calling Yah the master Yahweh. A lot of the prophets called him Yahweh Elohim. But here Ezekiel was calling him the master Yahweh. You know, because he's the master.
Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yah. Thus saith Yah Elohim, unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live.
Yeah, Yah said he will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you,
And will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh.
Say, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Why are we going to know who he is by this? Because this is a wonder. This is a work that he prophesied through his servant. We're going to know he's Yahweh when we live. Well, obviously, you ain't alive now. If you had a Most High put breath in you, and you're going to live. But you're going to know that he is Yahweh. And what does Yahweh mean? Who is Yahweh? Why is it Yahweh and not the other names? Or is it Yahweh? And what does his name mean? Keep reading.
So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them.
All by the word of Yah.
And the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them.
No breath.
Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man.
Even his servant commanded the wind. Because as was read yesterday, as was read earlier in Amos 3 and 7, surely Yahweh will do nothing but that which he reveals unto his servants, the prophets. So the prophet here even prophesied unto the wind.
Thus saith Yah Elohim, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.
That they may live.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, and an exceeding great army.
And they lived. Yahweh allowed these bones to live, and this is the whole house of Israel. So even though you might not specifically read the words dead Jacob in the scriptures, obviously Jacob is dead. Because this spirit that Yahweh has to put in us hasn't entered into us yet. And when it does enter into you, then you'll live. And why am I going over this to explain who Yahweh is? Well, go to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And I stand here today teaching people that are older than me, and I'm sure most of y'all know more than me. But this, and I don't know a whole lot, but there's one thing that I do know, and that's who Yahweh is. And when Yahweh showed me who he really is, all I can do is praise Yah. Our brother rabbi that prayed for us today moved me in a way. It was so beautiful because I know the power you have when you call on Yah. And we all really know it. I'm not really giving you a secret. It's only a secret because we just don't really look at this part of the Most High. Because it's kind of, for lack of better words, it's kind of cliche. Everybody says Yah lives. Everybody says the living Elohim. But do we understand that Yahweh truly is life? And in Genesis, the first chapter, just read the third verse.
It reads, and Elohim said, let there be light.
Now, Elohim, because that's his name too, because he is the power. Elohim said, let there what?
Be light.
Be light. Y'all know what that word be means? Or how that word be is said in Hebrew? I'm not going to pronounce it like completely phonetically correct, but you'll see in the Hebrew it's saying Yahaya. It says Yah. Let there be. All throughout the first chapter of Genesis, whenever he said let there be, the root to the word be in Hebrew is Yah or Hayah. Why is that important? Because that's his name. Existence without Yah's name. Yah is not just the living Elohim. He is life. You want anything to be alive, you got to call on Yah. That's why when the brother was praying and said, call out who you want healed, you calling on Yah. Because he's the one that brings life. Look at Exodus, the 15th chapter. And not just brings life, his word is life. And in Exodus chapter 15, read verse 25. Start reading verse 24.
Exodus 15, verse 24 reads, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto Yah.
Yeah, the people murmured because their waters were polluted. And they said, we don't have nothing to drink. We're going to die. And Moses then brought us to this water, these dirty waters. And now what we going to do? And what happened?
And he cried unto Yah.
He cried unto Yah. Cried unto Yahweh.
And Yah showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them.
Uh-huh.
And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh that healeth thee.
Yeah, Yahweh heals you. You got to call on the Yahweh to be healed. Yahweh put the life in the tree. Leaves that Moses put in the waters to heal them. And you got to cry unto Yahweh. Because Yahweh heals. Why does Yahweh heal? Because Yahweh's life. If you're sick, it's because your body is trying to go towards death. And you need to be restored to life. And Yahweh is life. So yeah, we can argue if what, how do you pronounce his name? We know we pronounce his name Yah and Yahweh. But the point is, he's life. You can't call life 10 different things. You can't call death life and expect life. So if Yahweh gave us his name, that's the name we need to call on for life. Look in the book of Exodus, the third chapter. Start reading at the 13th verse.
It reads, "And Moses said unto Elohim, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The Elohim of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name?"
Yeah, because if somebody came to me and said, man, the power of your father came unto me, my personal father don't worship Yah, so I don't know who you're talking about. So the Elohim of your fathers came unto me, and what's his name?
"And what shall I say unto them? And Elohim said unto Moses, I will be what I will be."
And what he really is saying, he's saying, Hayah Asher Hayah. He's letting them know, I live, I'm alive, I exist, I'm living, I'm life. I am existence. I'm not just the living Elohim. I am life. People want to say you can't define Yahweh's name. He defined his name. He told you he's life. And he didn't say I'm 18 different names. He said I'm life. I am living. I'm existence. Moreover, verse 15.
"And Elohim said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh Elohim."
Yahweh Elohim. Now I'm the living power of your father Abraham, the power of your father Yitzchak, the power of your father Yaakov. I'm their life power, their living power. Only one living Elohim. Go to the book of 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter. And start reading in verse 25. He's letting you know I'm Yahweh. See, he told him in the book of Exodus, the 6th chapter, he said, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov didn't know me by the name Yahweh. But El Shaddai, Elohim Almighty. But Yahweh was not known unto them. Yahweh is his name. Yahweh is the name that he came to Moses in. Yahweh is the name that he went to all his prophets in. Yahweh is the name that he went to the prophet Moreh Elisha in. And that's the name when I asked the Most High. Say, Yah, I need to know your name. And then I went to his servant, and he kept on saying Yahweh like he was ringing a big old gong. And I knew that was Yah's name. I haven't had any other name or heard any other name that has revealed all these great truth other than the name of Yahweh. And in the book of 2 Samuel 7 chapter verse 25, this is King David speaking.
"And now, O Yah Elohim, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever and do as thou hast said. And let thy name be magnified forever."
Now listen to what he's saying. David now, a man after Yah's heart. He said, let thy name be magnified,
saying,
saying,
Yahweh of hosts.
Yahweh of hosts.
is the Elohim over Israel.
Yeah, why Yahweh of hosts? I thought his name was Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzchak, the Elohim of Yaakov. Why is it now? Why is David saying Yahweh of hosts? We see Yahweh is the life. He is life in its essence. He's the life of these hosts. Who are these hosts? Some people want to think that these hosts are just the stars or the planets. But this, who is these hosts? Yahweh is the life of his host, the Elohim of it, over Israel. Who are these hosts? Who are these hosts? Are his servants. His servants. He said in the book of Genesis, the 9th chapter, he talked about, he said, blessed be Yahweh Elohim Hashem. That's his name. He said in 2 Chronicles, speaking of David, he said, Yahweh is the Elohim of David. That's his name. When Elisha was crossing back over the Jordan after Elijah went up, he smote the river and said, where is Yahweh, the Elohim of Elijah? Is that his name? Well, yeah, that's his name. Because he is the life power of Elijah. He's the life power of David. He's the living and life power of Shem. He's the life power of all his servants. And that's who his hosts are. And he connected his name to his hosts. So you know who they're coming in the name of. The servant of Yah comes in the name of the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You know who he's talking about. He's talking about the only true and living Elohim. Look here in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the 3rd verse.
It reads, and he humbled thee, and suffered thee the hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee to know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live.
Why? Because Yahweh is life, so everything he's talking about is going to pertain to your life. Do you know what happens when you take the name of Yah in vain? What does it mean to take the name of Yahweh in vain? It means you don't like living. So if it means you don't appreciate life, then we better know what his name is. Because I don't want to be calling on something that don't have life. Look at the Proverb 19, verse 23. In Proverbs 19, verse 23,
it reads, the fear of Yah tendeth to life.
Yeah, the fear of Yahweh, it tends to life. What else is it going to tend to? This is who Yahweh is. Yahweh is not just this cliche Elohim that stands to the side and watches everything go on. He is life itself. That's why Yahweh with you. He's right here, right now, in your nostrils, in your lungs. Said the spirit of Yahweh searches the inner belly of a man. He's everywhere. And he's so awesome. He's so magnificent that he can actually do this thing. And what we're not understanding is how close he is to us. And let me show you why we're not understanding how close he is to us. It's Isaiah 59. Now, we got a couple more scriptures. Isaiah 59, verse 1. This is why we're not understanding. This is why our respect to the Most High is lacking. But this is what Yahweh wants you to know today. Yahweh wants you to know that he's closer to you than you are to your own self. He's your life. It's not, this ain't cliche. Yahweh's energy is right here, right now. If Yahweh's energy wasn't here, there would be nothing here. You can't have life without the Most High. He's letting you borrow some of his power. You're renting it for a period of time. What'd I say? Isaiah 59 and 1.
It reads, behold, Yah's hand is not shortened.
Yah's hand ain't shortened at all, nor
that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities,
our iniquities,
have separated between you and your Elohim.
Uh-huh.
And your sins have hid his face from you.
Our sins. Our iniquities. We're not adhering to Yah's word. That's why Yahweh said a long time ago, look, man, I'm not going to strive a man forever. I'm just going, my spirit, because his spirit is giving you life, will not strive with man forever. Because he is flesh. So we numbered our days at 120 years. Because he's not going to deal with this nonsense forever. His life is precious. And he cares about it. And people are walking around, have no idea what's keeping them alive. But we got to understand what is the difference between just breathing and having Yahweh's spirit. Whereas Ruberel read earlier, Psalms 51, and David asked, he said, return unto me your Holy Spirit. And that's what we need here, Yahweh's Holy Spirit. And since Yahweh's spirit is holy, it's sacred, it's set apart, it can't have 10 different names. It's only one. And I only have two more scriptures to go to. Go first to Zechariah, the 14th chapter. Just showing you that Yahweh, he is life. Everything about the Most High is life. That's who he is. That's what his name means. It's not only what his name means, that's just the essence of him. He is the life of his servants. He is the power of his servants. Because it is his servants that's going to witness to him. Nobody else is going to witness that Yahweh is all indeed life. Everybody wants their deity just to be this, you know, little thing hanging on their shoulder, telling them if they should do something or not. Yahweh is not nowhere near anything like that. Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. In Zechariah, the 14th chapter, this is what's going to happen. And this, when Yahweh does this, nobody's going to have a discrepancy on what his name is. In the 9th verse, I'm sorry, start reading in the 7th verse.
Read. But it shall be one day which shall be known to Yah, not day
nor night.
But it shall come to pass that in evening time it shall be light.
And it shall be in that day
that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem.
Because Yahweh is going to be residing right there in the holy city.
Half of them towards the former sea, and half of them towards the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be.
And Yahweh
shall be king over all the earth.
And in that day
shall there be one Yah.
And his name
one.
Because his name is already one. Shema Yisrael Yah Eloheinu Yahweh Echad. His name is already one. We just arguing over the small stuff. But he's going to make it very clear that his name is one. But he's already given his name to his hosts, to his servants. And it is our duty to magnify Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim over Israel. Last scripture, Hosea, the 6th chapter. just to show you that what I've been telling you is not a lie. I'm not philosophizing and harmonizing or whatever. Oh, I'm harmonizing, but I'm not philosophizing. Just to show you, this is the truth. We're dealing with Yahweh's name. And some of you may not understand and never heard, but Yahweh's name is in the order of two, meaning everything Yah made, he made in 7 days, 6 days, and rested on the seventh. And every day has a purpose. And the second day, its purpose was Yah's name. Because Yah's name is what establishes everything. And you need two or more witnesses to be established. And Yah's name establishes everything in the second. And in the sixth chapter of Hosea, it says in the first verse,
come, and let us return unto Yahweh, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up.
Now, after 2 days,
he will revive us.
He will revive you. You know that word revive right there? In Hebrew, is chaya. Means he's going to let you live. Isn't that what he told Ezekiel? They're going to live? Well, after 2 days, you're going to live. He said after 2 days in Hebrews, it's the word revive is chaya. Why is Yahweh where everything is that's living? Because Yah is life. And he's the one that put us down, and he's the one that's going to bring us back up. He's going to return life unto us. And in the third day, we shall what?
Raise us up.
And live in his sight. Now you can live because he gave you life. And in the second day, why is he going to revive us in the second day? Because that's when he's going to give you his name. And this time is upon us. And it is ordained and purpose for us to discuss Yah's name. Because Yah is life. Yahweh is our life. And there's only one Yah. Only one Yahweh. And his name is one. And if you want to live, as it says in the book of Yoel, everybody that call on the name of Yah shall live. Shall be saved. Because Yahweh is our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Thank you. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Call up our next speaker. Keep it moving a little bit. What's good?
Yahweh.
Just checking. Call up another Moray of the House of Israel, Cincinnati, Ohio. This Moray, one of our youngest. And in the last days of Elisha, he did great works because he was with him in his last days and really took care of him. And was there helping to feed him, getting back strong, massaging him. I'm already Elisha. He barely can talk at the time, but he asked me, he said, can I adopt your son? I said, you got him. He ain't did me no good. He's going to do you a lot of good. But they became very close. And so even though I wasn't in Cincinnati, Ohio at the time, I got to know how my elder, my mentor, my teacher fared in his last days. Because my son was there to take care of him. Hallelujah. Moray, Naphtali, Yisrael.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Yah
is righteous.
Yah is holy.
and let Yahweh be magnified. Please be seated. This is an awesome, great blessing to be here not only on the Sabbath day, but gathered together with my people. We all done traveled from our own cities. That's a sacrifice, a beautiful sacrifice. And that's when you know it's real. It ain't real till you start making them sacrifices. Hallelujah. This is the 25th anniversary of this conference going. Our people gathering themselves together. And Moray Alicia started this thing, and I'm going to say this. I don't care what they say about my good elder. Moray Alicia was a beast. He was a beast in a good way. But he was a beast in the way that when he came strong, he came hard. And his spirit, as a young man coming up under my father, Moray Alicia, and all the teachers and being around, I paid attention to spirits. And his spirit was so strong and just confident the way he came. And he will exhaust you with scriptures where you just couldn't move. He will make you sick and just until you lay down and gave up. You just had to lay down. And I don't care what subject he was dealing with. He was strong and confident. And I'm telling you, he was just like a lion. He moved slow and slick, you know. But when it's time for that real work, whoo-wee, he put it down. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I just always, you know, when I got the spirit to truly love the Most High, wanted to be his servant, I said, man, I want Alicia's spirit. I want that spirit. And when he passed away, before he passed away, I can feel his spirit with me. He was my teacher. And this man told me, he said, your father is like my son. He said, so your expectation is very high. And I heard him. I was right there when he asked my father. He said, can your son be my son? And he said, Alicia, I'm your son. And he your son, too. I remember that. And his spirit is with us. I praise God that the spirit is with us because just like Moses, his spirit went on the 70 elders. Just like Elijah, Elisha followed him around. And before he passed and the Most High took him up, he said, ask a blessing of me. He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Your spirit, I want it, a double portion. He said, this is a hard thing you're asking of me. Because Elijah, just like Elisha, was a beast. Elijah was a beast. Read about Elijah. This man was so powerful. He was like almost like a Moses, man. This man was splitting waters. He had a staff in his hand. You ain't want to mess with Elijah. If he cursed you, that curse came upon you right then and there. A bear, a lion come out the woodworks on you just because this man Elijah spoke. He can touch you and bring you back to life. So this was like a hard thing. But this spirit that Elisha carried is still in our midst. This man was a wonder, and he was the hand and work of Yah. Hallelujah. And now we hear this conference. What does it mean to take Yah's name in vain? God told us that he gave us his name. We wear his name, the name of Israel. And Israel means, what does it mean? As a prince who has power with Elohim and man and has what? Prevailed. Prevailed means you done won. And to win means you done had to go through a struggle. You done had to go through a battle. You had to go through something to come to the destination of prevailing. And as Israel, we got to struggle. We got to go through some things. Abraham went through things, but you know what? He was a great prince at the end of the day. Isaac went through things, but he was a great prince at the end of the day. Jacob wrestled with Laban. Jacob wrestled with the angel, but at the end of the day, he prevailed. So to be Israel, if you don't prevail, you're taking the name of the Most High in vain. If you don't have power with Elohim and man, you're taking his name in vain. And only way you're going to have power with man and Elohim is if you had a spirit of Yah. When you look at Abraham, everybody liked him. He had power with men. Look at David. Look at all the great men. They had power with men and Elohim. So you got to have the spirit. Has the Most High made his name known today? Yes, he has. The Most High said that we was in captivity in Egypt. He said, but this thing here that's going on with my people is an atrocity. It's a gross darkness that's going on with my people. In Isaiah 52, verse 6, he said, therefore, I'm going to make sure my people know my name. Because if we don't have his name in this dark time, like my brother said, life is hopeless. We without hope, we without life. So the Most High, yes, he done gave us his name. And how will we know the Most High's name? How can you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the name that's come to you, how do you know it's Yah's name? And how will Yahweh reveal his name? Couple scriptures, and I'm not going to exhaust you too long. Watch this, and I'm going to show you how the Most High, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Go to Psalm 75. This scripture right here, for me, it's like a brick. Just hit me upside the head to wake me up. Psalm 75, verse 1. Unto thee, O Elohim, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near thy wondrous works. Declare. So anytime you actually able to see the wondrous works of the Most High, the name is of Yah is going to be near it. It's going to be right there near it. And that's why when I seen Elisha and the word, it was, I knew that the name, and he came in one name, and that name was Yahweh. Yahweh of hosts. Now let me take you to the scripture and show you an example. Go to Exodus, the 9th chapter, the 16th verse. This is an example of how Yahweh's name is near his wondrous works. You can read that, bro.
Exodus 9, verse 16 reads, and in very deed, for this cause, have I raised thee up, for to show thee my power.
I done raised up Pharaoh for one thing, for to show in thee my power.
And that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
That my name may be declared throughout all the earth. This is why he raised up Pharaoh. And of course, we know what the Most High did. Go to, since we're in Exodus, go to the next. Let's see. Go to Exodus 11. We'll do a saying verse 9 and 10.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt.
See, the Most High is like, listen, my wonders has to be multiplied because this is how I'm going to establish my name. I'm going to show the whole world that I'm Yah. I'm Yahweh. I'm Yahweh of hosts. I'm the one that created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that there is. And when I come on the scene, there's only one that can do what I do, and that's Yahweh. That's me. And this is what he did. And Moses and Aaron did all these what? Wonders before Pharaoh. Go ahead.
And Yah hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land.
So that's what the Most High did. His wondrous works and his name go hand in hand with one another. With one another. And let me show you this, though. Go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119, verse 18 says, and start at verse 17 and 18, just them two verses.
It reads, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word.
That I may live and keep your what? Because without the word, you ain't living anyway. Most I said, this word is your very life in the length of your days. It's not a vain thing for you because it's your life. Go ahead. 18 verse.
Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
Yes, Moses did wondrous things. He showed not only physical wonders, but this brother said, listen, open my eyes that I may behold what? Wondrous things out of your laws. And this is why I fell in love with Mora Elisha. Because when he opened the book, I was captivated with wondrousness. He was able to go to laws and scriptures and prove points from places that you wouldn't even expect a point to be proven. Because he was able to open up something that somebody's, man, it was already there. But Yahweh has to open your eyes. He said, we are blind people. Who is blind as my servant? So if we blind, of course it's there. But if Yahweh has blinded you, I don't care how long you in the book, you ain't going to see it. Because Yah has to open your eyes. And this man, Mora Elisha, proved to me that his eyes was open in a way that a lot of people's eyes wasn't open. But this brother said, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things. So obviously, it's some wonderful things in here that's secret. And what did the Most High say about his secrets? He said, those that fear me, the right way to say it, it says, the secret of Yah is with them that what? That fear me. Psalms 25, verse what? 14. The secret of Yah is with them that fear me. And he will show them his what? His covenants. And one of the greatest, Mora Elisha revealed a lot of secrets. A lot of wonderful things that people just wasn't abreast to. But one of the most important secret subjects that he brought out to the scene was the seven everlasting covenants. The seven everlasting covenants. Circumcision, the Shabbat day, the Ten Commandments, the covenant of the sure mercies of David, the covenant of day and night, and the new covenant. And he broke them down, and he opened them up and showed them how Israel, our lifeline, is dependent on these covenants. I want to show you, go real quick. To this next, go to Isaiah 51. The Most High is not going to show you his wonders unless he's showing you his name. He's not going to open up this book and show you wondrous things out of his law without his name. And that's how I know beyond a shadow of a doubt this man, Mora Elisha, had the name of the Most High. We went to Washington, D.C., to proclaim the name of the Most High. I want to read Isaiah 51. And what does it say? Start at the 18th verse.
It reads, there is none to guide her amongst all the sons whom she have brought forth. Neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she have brought up.
And please forgive me, I'm at the wrong chapter. Isaiah 55, verse 12 and 13.
It reads, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
All the trees of the field is going to clap their hands. And I don't know if you ever seen the movie called Snow White. They got new movies of this movie. And I done seen it before. Y'all probably haven't. You probably have. But anyway, this woman is a princess of the kingdom. And the kingdom was robbed. And it was ruled over by somebody wicked. The land fell to ruins. But when this Snow White princess, native to this kingdom, responsible for the kingdom, came back into the kingdom, all the trees started coming back to life and plants restoring and all kind of good stuff just blossoming back out. And when I read this, this is what it made me think of, because this is what's going to happen. The Most High is going to do a miracle and a wonder with his people. And this thing going to take a whole bunch of time to do. It's going to happen right in your eyes. Read the next verse.
Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree.
Yeah, them thorny bushes and woods you see just look nasty. You're scared to walk into it the way it looks. But watch this.
And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to Yah for a name.
It's going to be to Yah for what? Because when this happens, it's going to be a wondrous thing. You're going to see deserts turn into gardens of Eden. You're going to see briars and thistles and thorns just turn into the most fruitful thing you've ever seen right before your eyes. And this is how Yahweh brings forth his name. Now I want to show this before I get off this mic, that the greatest wonders known to us, do y'all know what these wonders are? The greatest wonders on this earth, Yahweh has done. Well, let me tell you, it's the days of the week. The first 7 days of the week are Yahweh's wonders. And you don't have to take it from me. Study this. When you study the Most High's wonders, they one hit. You ever heard one hit wonder, that saying? Well, all Yahweh's wonders are one hit. One-time events. And when you look at the first day, it was only one of them. The Most High said, let there be light. And he never had to say that again.